Yeah. Nangolo Marienda. I come from the Wiri people, Wangan people. My grandfather's from the Wangan people in central Queensland. Where we are today, we're in a place that has been recognized as Australia. Now, the thing is, what is important is that people need to remember this, that Australia, in the history of Australia, doesn't start just at 1788, okay? The cultural heritage of Australia goes back 100,000 years, okay? Now, you see, we can't develop forward until they include the Aboriginal people in the making of the history, okay? So our history is not from 1788 to 10 minutes ago. It's from the beginning of time to the future. Now, when we talk about customary law and traditional ways, when we talk about the dream time, it's not just like, oh, go to sleep and wake up. Dream time is the past, the present, and the future. Our old people know what's going to happen. We know what's going on. We've been prepared. Okay, we've been downtrodden, oppressed, kicked around, and treated like mediocre poor people who have no intelligence, who are simple-minded people, who just sit around and do nothing, and have got nothing to contribute. But the thing is, you've seen our culture. That's our culture. You've got your culture. That's our culture. It might not be right. It might not be wrong. It might not be good. It might not be bad. But the thing is, it's our culture, and we want to share it for the betterment of the whole community of Australia. Now the thing is, if we want to go forward, then we have to have shared myths and legends, okay? Shared myths and legends creates a whole community, a national identity, a national community. If you push us aside, and if you deem us as inferior, and if we're people who are just dummies and got nothing to contribute, then you've got a poverty of mentality. And that's what we're talking about, the leaders of this country who have gone, jumped in the bed with the Western and our fellows over here, America, and the British colony. The British colony are the ones who put us in this position. And that British colonial law doesn't govern our people. We're governed by traditional customary law from my grandfather and his people. My great-grandfather was in this country before white people came. And I can prove it under common law principle. That's our law. We must not get confused by all the system they set up here. And the problem is this. Since 1788, they've been killing, maiming, persecuting, demonizing, criminalizing our people. And we're sick of it. But we're not stupid people. We've got a culture. We've got a heritage. We've got our elders and our leaders. And I'm not talking about them better blacks either. You know them better blacks? The one that the Prime Minister sits down to lunch with? They might not be on the payroll, but I tell you what, they're eating like $100 dinners while our people are struggling for a feed. Them better blacks want to come down here and listen to what we're going to say. Go! I'm gone now.